will go into the word of the Lord today. It's quite a good study. I want you to take your Bibles. Let's rise up to our feet. Let's come to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. Our topic for today is living as children of light. Living as children of light. We have been meditating on this light for quite a long time. I think with one more sermon, the series will be over on the light. How many of you enjoyed this series on being the light? Amen. You learned something new, powerful, very good. Hallelujah. So we will read it together. Ephesians 5, 1, 2, go. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Let it not be. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things, are you all speaking something? Disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit or fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Lord, give your light in our midst as we have opened the scriptures. Lead us, guide us. Thank you for your special hand upon us today. Continue to move amongst us and do your wonderful work as we sit under the preaching of your word. We love you and we give you our praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Look to the neighbor next to you and say, glad you are listening God's word. Say, glad you're listening God's word. You may be seated. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Very quickly, let me go into the scripture. I want you to be quite attentive here, because if you are not attentive, you cannot get this. In the Bible is a story of light and darkness. Bible is a story of light and darkness. And there is no partial business here. Either we associate ourselves with the light, or we associate ourselves with darkness. Now in the Bible, if you read, before the word light came in the word, there was darkness. Bible starts with darkness. Bible starts with a chaotic situation. In fact, not exactly the second verse on. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and void, was void and formless, ex nihilo, that's what it calls, ex nihilo, was void and formless, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. So darkness comes before light. This is the story of every one of us, every one of us sitting here. Our life starts with this. God created us, wherever we are, He created us. How many of you believe God created us? God created you. Your nose, your eyes. Your, some people go to the mirror and say, oh, I am so. See, God created you. Amen. God created you. Some people want to be slim beauty. Some people want to be fat beauty. Some people want to be six packs, eight packs, whatever packs you have. God created you. And I am of the belief that whatever extra you add, chemicals, you know, it's all chemicals. How many of you know it's all chemicals? Women, you know, fair and lovely is a chemical. So adjust and put. See, God has made you fair and lovely. Amen. And you add fair and lovely, you don't put too much of fair and lovely. That's what I'm saying. It's chemicals. It's all chemical. Some people paint their head, hair, everywhere. See, it's all chemicals. And then, you know, the after effects is... So I believe in living in the healing of the Lord. Amen. The hair He gave us is the... He gave. He gave. When it is to be white, it will become... When it has to lose... You know, there's a time for everything. You try putting in... Some people fit hair on their bald head and try to be extra heroes. Anyway, may the Lord have mercy upon all of them. Amen. So, our features are given by God. There was a song in the Sunday school which we learned. I don't know how many of Sunday school children, you know the song, If I Were a Butterfly. If I were a butterfly, I thank you, Lord, giving me wings. And if I were the tree, I thank you, Lord, for I could sing. And if I were in the sea, I thank you, Lord, mingle with me. I thank you, Lord, for making me, 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 me. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. But I just thank you, Father, for making me, me. Thank God that He made you as you are. There is no duplicate copy of you anywhere in the world. People say 7 copies are there. No, you are unique. You are unique in God's plan. You have a unique plan. You are dispatched into the earth with a unique plan. Yes, darkness starts it. You are created in your mother's womb. See, nobody has got the rights over your, you know, where you are born. Nobody can say. Did anybody of you go to the father and say, I want to be born in that father and mother's family? We are just born. Last week, when I was in Chandigarh, we went to a slum. Small children do not have clothes. It seems they are thugs, they are rowdies. And one man of God went there, one man of God called Vasudevan. He went there from Tamil Nadu. And he got some opportunity to teach tuition. He and his wife are taking tuition for the children of the rowdies. Now I told them, how dangerous is it? How do you do this? He's saying, no, because I'm teaching tuition, all the rowdies bow down to me. None of the rowdies want their children to become rowdies. And that's, they gave a community center for them. And on Sundays, they gather there. So the community development center turns to be a church on a Sunday. That's how God is. And they're living, it's not that it's their natural choice. They sacrificed. They sacrificed to go. See, winning souls is sacrificial. Lift your hands and say, winning souls is coffee you should give, chicken biryani you should give, or whatever it is. Winning souls is not easy. You have to show your love towards them. And our story starts with darkness. We were in the darkness. Let's read Psalm 139. So I'm equating the earth story with your story. Don't forget that. Psalm 139. Praise the Lord. Yep. 139 and verse 11 says, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. So the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. So I want to tell you today, your darkness was not hidden from the Lord. Hallelujah. Your dark state was not hidden from the Lord. And tonight, today you might be here going through a dark situation. I'm telling you, there is no darkness that is beyond the coverage area of our God. Hallelujah. And that's why our theme verse is, but you are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness. Say, out of darkness. Out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now darkness has no adjective. Darkness is darkness. Utter darkness is therefore hell. Utter darkness. But we are into His marvelous light. Every day is a marvel. Every day is a miracle. Every day is hallelujah. What miracles God is giving us. Let's be thankful to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. So out of when God creates us, we are formless, we are void. We do not know the plans which we have. We do not know what is
Hallelujah, what is going to happen tomorrow? But Psalmist got a glimpse of that, and he said, hallelujah, in Psalm 139 verse 13 and 14, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth very well." Say, marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are thy works. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that you are a marvelous work of the Lord? Amen. Yeah, the Lord. Each one of us, so husband and wife, before fighting, understand who you are. You are the marvelous work of Pastor, but my mother-in-law, father-in-law, they are also marvelously. But some problems sometimes come. Don't worry about that. You make sure that you respect people because they are the work of the Lord. Verse 15 says, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret." Your substance was not hid from thee. Many people are getting aborted. You didn't suffer an abortion. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Against you there were attacks right from your mother's womb. My mom told me that she had jaundice when I was born. So everybody said, "I will have some deformity." But I didn't have any deformity. In fact, I am shaping people who are deformed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Each one of you have got stories to say like that. There was attack unleashed by the darkest of hell because the enemy knew if you are unleashed, it will be great damage for his kingdom. But how many of you are glad that you are in the kingdom of light? You are in the kingdom of light. You are in light. You are not in darkness, but you are in the light. And I want to tell you, your substance was not hid from God when you were made in secret in lowest parts of the earth. Verse 16 says, "Thine eyes did see my substance, all being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which are in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." So all the days which were written for you is there in the book, is there in the book of the Lord, and his thoughts are towards you. So when there was darkness, what did God do? He didn't say, "Okay, it's dark, so I'm telling you, whenever God sees darkness, he does something there." No darkness is too hard for India to, hallelujah, or India or for the world, that can prevent God from reaching. Last week, hallelujah, he will show who he is. There is a government beyond every government. There is a throne beyond every throne. There is a ruler above all the kings of the earth. And his name is Jesus. And he is the one whom we worship. Today somebody who said and who worshiped the Lord said, "Praise the Lord." Hallelujah. So the light comes. So there was darkness. And then what did God say? He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. So light is a result of God's word. Light is a result of God's word. Light is a result of God's word. That's what I want to go. And are you ready to go a little more deeper? So light comes as a result of God's word. Nothing else can give you light. Just the word of God can illuminate you, illuminate your soul. It can illuminate your intellect. It can illuminate your mind, and it can give you clarity and direction in life. Amen. Now, let's come to John chapter 1, and that's where Saint John talks about light and the word. There's a relation between the word and the light. Let's come to John 1. See, these are blessed words. I want all of you to read. If you cannot take your Bible because of the children, it's okay. Otherwise, just flip your Bibles or look at the screen. And we will read from John chapter 1 and verse 1. And then I want you to meditate on this. What is the relation between the light of God and his word? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Adime Vachanta. Hallelujah. Beautiful. When that Adime Vachanta gets itself, darkness loses its grip. In the beginning was the word. Not darkness. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Who made it all? By the word. By the Lord Jesus. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. See, there is no creation which you can name on the earth which is not having an
approval or sign of approval from the Lord Almighty.
Amen. Everything you see on the earth is made by the Lord. And then it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Whom? The Word. The Word has the light. All the light that you require to lead your life is in the Word.
I hope you understood this.
All the light.
See, men who are born in darkness has to come to the man who has life, and that life is the light of men. We who are born in darkness, you and me who are born in darkness, needs the light. And that light is in the Word. So John is coming like that, okay? You're now going forward. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness. Hallelujah. So in the Word is the light, life. In the life is the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. See, darkness cannot understand when the light of Jesus shines. Darkness cannot understand when the light of God shines in you. Every dark cell has to leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no darkness. In him there is light. There is no darkness at all. So the Bible says he has the light of life. Darkness comprehended not. Verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. Who? John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Wow. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hey, these are powerful words. Hallelujah. That was the true light, which has to light every man. Every man. Say every man. Blessed are those men who has that light in their heart. But for that light, we would have been in darkness. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 8, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world did not understand who Jesus was. The world could not comprehend. Hallelujah. Then it says, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as, everybody said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He gave the power. Say power. He didn't make everybody children of God. He just gave the power. Whoever wants the power to become children of God can get that power, can get that authority. What is the step to get that? Believe and receive his name. I make this public invitation to you, which I made in Hisar last week. If you have not known him, you are still in darkness. And I invite you to see the light that shines every man, that lights every man, that lights every man born into the world. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So the sons of God are not born of blood, nor the will of the flesh, but of God. See, your external body is just a covering. There is something inside which is more important, that is more eternal. And that's where darkness hides. But when you come to the Lord Jesus, you are born of God. You are born of God. The problem which we have is we live for this external man, and we forget the inner man that is created in the image of its creator. That's why the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Wow. I don't know whether you can get it. Verse 14 is beautiful. So John is telling about the Word that produces the light.
And then he comes to the climax and he says, and the word was made flesh. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Lord will dwell among us. How many of you know that the Lord is dwelling among us this morning? He's dwelling among us. It's the dwelling of the Lord. The church is the dwelling place of the Almighty God. We are not the dwelling place of evil spirits. We are not the dwelling place of heroin and drugs. We are not the heroin or drugs. We are not the dwelling place of anything else. We are in the dwelling place of God. And somebody who understands the truth said, amen. And when you understand the truth, you come out of darkness. The word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. You will behold his glory. You will see his glory. I said, brother, you will see his glory. I said, sister, you will see his glory. The word was made flesh. You see, Jesus will be so literally real to you that the Holy Spirit will make him so real to you in your life. Today when we came and worshipped here, he has touched people and healed. He has touched you. He has given you great joy. Hallelujah. He has given you great power because we are in his fold. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That glory, Jesus has that only glory. Many people say, Jehovah Witnesses say, only Jehovah is God. No! Jesus holds the glory of God that only the Son of God can. So much of glory, and he is calling you into that glorious light. He's clawing you into the glorious light. And that's what, out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we believe in him, he gives us power to become the sons of God. So how can we be the children of light? Number one, believing in him and receiving his name. That's what we read in John chapter 1 and verse 12. By believing in him. By believing in him. Nothing without belief. By believing in him. By believing in Jesus, everybody lift your hands and say, I believe in the Son of God. I believe in the Son of God who gave me life. I believe in the Son of God. And we have an illumination that shines from the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. I don't have time to take. I have told it earlier to you. Second, so when you believe in him, you are the child of light, children of light. Second, when you are born again by his word, because the word gives light, correct? I told you that. The word brings forth light. And in First Peter chapter 1 and verse 22 to 23. Let's read that. 1 Peter 1:22-23. Hallelujah. How many of you are being blessed today? Learning something new? You're learning something new. The word produces light. Word always produces light. When you believe in God, you become children of light. Second, 1 Peter 1:20-23. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. See, who caused you to obey the scripture? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not your work. The Spirit moved upon you. You have purified your souls. How many of you have purified your souls? See, that's the untouchable part of, you know, when you come to the Lord, you give your souls which are purified to the Lord. It's quite deep, but get it. Hallelujah. Soul, spirit, and body. Your body is getting sanctified. It will be redeemed only in the second coming of the Lord. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit has communion with one another. Your spirit and his spirit. The Spirit of God says to your spirit that we are children of God. He gives you that identity. When you get that identity, your soul is kept by the shepherd of your soul. And that's Jesus. See, when you give your body, when you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, the Spirit of God works with your spirit and says that you are the children of God. But your soul is in a place which is that moment, the shepherd of your soul takes complete control of your soul. And the Bible says nobody can snatch you out from the hand of God. Lift your hands and say, I am unsnatchable. I am unsnatchable. I am saved for the better. You can't understand it, huh? But that's the truth. That's the truth. And it says, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. How do you know that your souls are purified? If I know that there is a need in your life, I should not withstand. I don't have the love of God. So, see, the New Testament is all about love.
If I know that there is a need in your life, I should not withstand. I don't have the love of God. So see, the New Testament is all about love. Last day I told Brother Bevin how is his mother after surgery managing. He was telling, the food is becoming in excess because all the church members are giving to the pastor's wife. That's love. That's love. How do you know that your souls are purified? You will get rid of your selfishness. As long as you're selfish, your souls are not in the hands of God. Forgive me if I'm offending you, but that's what the word says. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, say unfeigned, unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart. How much? How? Fervently. We only love one person. Correct? No? Love. I love you. I love you. See, that's how the devil twists. That love is called Eros love. Sexual love, which you want people to satisfy you. But when you come to the knowledge of God, you get agapavo love, which means I want to see you all high to the biggest extent which God can bring you. That love is agapavo love. So how can you know that you are saved? Love. Not in the amount of tongues you speak. Some people speak in tongues. When they come out also, look at their face, they will scan you first like this. How holy you are. Who asked you to be the scanner? I like those white and white people. I like them so much. If you go to the white and white. But somehow legalism can come and cause a big disturbance in people coming to the Lord. Friend, if you cannot love one another, you have not known God. You have not known God. What takes me to North India? To go kilometers. I can be happy here. Last week it was a 2 months old baby. Went with the love which we have for God. Love which we have for God. Love which we have for one another. Unfeigned love. That's why the circle meetings are very important. That's the time where you have to just come and just relax in the couches which God has given you in your homes. Ask what is happening in one another's life. Take one another's problems as your problems and cry out to the Lord. The Lord will hear. I'm so glad that the women are taking, both Sheba and me, we are very happy that the women are praying much these days through technology. I like it. They call one another, pray for one another. We are seeing miracles happening everywhere. Last week one child called me, which was having water was coming continuously, profusely. That I came immediately from North India. I was so tired in my body. But heard that, I told Sheba to just give me that phone, I'll pray for her. Prayed, instantly the Lord touched and healed. See, it's not because of our power. When we pray, the Lord hears. When we pray with love, the Lord hears. So that's what it is. See that you love one another with a, what's that? Pure heart. Not crooked heart. You know what is crooked heart? Loving one another with crooked heart. Some churches, they do business. In our church, we do not encourage business with one another. Because what is business? On your downfall, I make money. Not all business are like that. But mostly business run on that principle. When you fall, I make. Correct or no? Many people have business prayer. Business prayer. All the businessmen gather together. Sinners gather together. We'll pray for you. If there is a farmer here, we'll pray for you. I'm not against business. But doing rightful business is always hard in our context. When you do it right, definitely the Lord will bless you and prosper you. But see to it that you love one another with a pure heart. Then verse 2 says, to a being born again. Now, you are born again, not of corruptible seed. Say, not of corruptible seed. See, that man who is inside of you, the inner man. You are not what you are outside. You are who you are inside. When you are in Christ, you have the image of Christ. Like Christ. Like Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and works inside of you to become like Christ. And you are not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth for ever. So that is the word of God. So word of God produces light. You are a product, your inner being is a product of the word, which is none other than light. In him there is light, and that life is the light of men. When you are born again, you get that light of God's love in your life. So when you are light, when you are children of light, there are two ways. Either you can associate with two groups of people. Let's come to Ephesians 5 once again. And quickly I will. You're being blessed today? Yes. Ephesians 5. And in verse 6 we read, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So there are two descendants here. One, children of disobedience, and another, children of light. Light. So which group you are, you have to think about. So if you are of the children of light, if you are the child of light, if you are calling yourself as the children of light, what are the responsibilities you have? Seven responsibilities, quickly, and we will pray. Number one, Ephesians 5:1. 5:2, walk in love. What is that? Walk in love. We walk in love. When you see your enemy, what you will do? Aha, here comes fellow. What can I do to pull him down? That's not walking in love. When you see your enemy, giving him a coffee, that's love. So in case if you have something against anybody, what do you do? Bring him for lunch. Give him a good lunch. With full of your heart. I'm waiting who will call me for lunch next time. Otherwise also you are not calling, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Kidding. Call me anytime, I will come. Walk in love. How? By being followers of God. 5:1 says, be therefore followers of God. Are we called to be followers of Satan? Be followers of God. Who is God? Jesus, who came and dwelt. The word became flesh, dwelt amongst us. So when you follow God, not Michael Jackson, or Sachin Tendulkar, or Michael Jordan, or any Jordans. The word has asked you to become the followers of only one person, and that is the one and only God, who came in the form of flesh called Jesus. Be ye followers of God. These days the cereal business has come. I have heard many houses are like the cereals. The cereal people give new ideas. How can the mother-in-law disturb the daughter-in-law? And even bigger ideas for daughter-in-law, how to disturb the mother-in-law. Big ideas they give. And our lives have become like cereals. I pray that none of shelter house people will be like cereals, but they will be followers of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They will be followers like God. Followers of God, walking in love. How? Walk in love as Christ also loved us and given himself for an offering, a sacrifice to God, a sweet smelling favor. He gave himself. He didn't leave anything, any stone unturned. Which is the last act which you did selflessly? Think about that. Which you went the extra mile? Yesterday, Brother Ebenezer said, first mile is your duty, second mile is love. Which is the last thing which you did selflessly? If you have not done, I beseech you in the name of the Lord to do acts of selflessness. Because when you give up your life, people will be saved. I'm telling you, friends. I'm telling you. When you lay down your lives, people will be saved. Otherwise, by your life, not even a mosquito will be saved. Second, when you are children of light, you will flee sexual immorality. 5:3. But fornication and all unclean. Say all uncleanness. All uncleanness. How many of you know what is clean and unclean? Oh, you don't know, huh? Let me see your hands. Otherwise, I want to see you. Anybody doesn't know, I won't. Clean and uncleanness, you know? Praise the Lord. If you have any doubt, please take an appointment. I will tell you. What is uncleanness? What is... The Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness. All unclean. Fornication is one... adultery and, you know, all sexual office couple and living couple, and they come to a prenuptial agreement that any point of time you can love anybody else and I can love anybody else. It's not love, it's lust. Okay, it's anytime you can lust after anybody and anytime you can lust. And this they are doing in big offices. The Bible says, let flee fornication. Fornication and all uncleanness. Brothers, you looked at your wife's eyes and said, for good or for worse, for rich or for poorer, in health and in sickness. To this, I give thee a vow that you shall be mine till death separates us. You looked at her sparkling eyes. Let that remain like that. Don't go and this somewhere else. God has blessed you with good wife, life, children, and He will continue to make you a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't even think in the pattern of the world. And when you are a light, there's another responsibility. You have to flee sexual immorality. And I want to tell you, parents, be very careful with your children. Last week we saw an ad of something, but it is contrary, different thing. Our dear children, you those children who are making big installed filters, just because they are introduced to porn very early. Somebody was telling yesterday, nowadays they don't want wives and husbands, it seems. All their sexual needs are met because of all unwanted things in the cheap market. Friends, we are in a very difficult and tormented world, in a darkness-filled world. Flee sexual immorality. No uncleanness or covetousness. Let it not be even named among you, because it is not fitting to saints. So flee sexual immorality. When you are children of light, you walk in love. Second, you flee sexual immorality. And the words, especially, listen, the music which you hear, it's not in the, of course, the tunes are also demonic, sometimes demonic. The lyrics, the words. The Lord made this earth under the power of His words. And when you utter unwanted lyrics, it's an entry point for the evil spirits to come and torment you. So be careful of whatever songs you sing, of the songs which you play in your 91.5 FM or whatever. We have the podcast, you can hear that every time. Third, responsibility of being in the light. Blessed words, 5 and verse 4 says, neither filthiness, say filthiness, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. When you are a child of light, when you are the children of light, when you are called children of light, you will keep on giving thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are thankful for the life which you enjoy today? How many of you are glad that the Lord has blessed you with all His life by sending His Son Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's give thanks. Hallelujah. No unwanted jokes, unclean jokes. You will have blessed words. Number four, in Ephesians 5 and verse 9, it says, the fruit of, you will bear fruit, fruit of, in all the other translation it says, the fruit of light is in all goodness, all righteousness and truth. Everybody say, all good, all goodness, all righteousness and all truth. When you bear fruits, you are the children of light. May you bear fruit in all goodness. May you bear fruit in all righteousness, and may you bear fruit in all truth. Number 5, Ephesians 5 and verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have a lifestyle that pleases God. That's number 5. When you are a children of light, you have a lifestyle that pleases God. Many people say we cannot please God. They have to remove this verse from their Bible. The Bible says you have to know what pleases God. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. For there God commands a blessing. Without faith it is impossible to please God.
with when you share and when you are hospitable to one another with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. What did God say to his son Jesus? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So make sure that you please God. Every moment of life you can take a decision to please God or to walk disobediently. What do you choose? So bear fruits, have a lifestyle that pleases God. Sixth one, very importantly, no compromise with darkness, but expose darkness. This is what many of us fall. Ephesians 5 and verse 10, verse 11. Have no fellowship, every say, no fellowship. No fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. Everybody say, reprove them. Convict them. Reprove in Greek is elenko. Expose them, it says. So, many people do not like exposing darkness. What if they will feel bad? What if they will feel... See, when you see something dark in your society, in your church, in your family, you as light should reprove, expose. Expose the darkness. And that's what as preachers we do. We are exposing the darkness. That you will not fall and you will not have fellowship with darkness. Exposing darkness. We all like to be in everybody's good books, right? We even like to be in the good books of Satan. Don't try to be in the good books of Satan. Oh, this fellow is okay. They are also here also. Good book. He will not do any harm to us. He will not tell the gospel. Shelter house people, they are very good, but no problem. As long as they are not telling gospel. Reprove the darkness. What happened in India when Sati, that evil demonic activity was happening in India? Who changed it? William Carey, who said, expect great things from God, attend great things for God. Imagine if that Sati was not over, we all would have been there. If a husband is dead, the wife also should jump in the fire. In Karnataka, we have the prostitution called Devadasis. They are sacrificed and priests can come and have sex with them, sexual encounters with young women. That's what our religion in India says us. With all respect, these are also social evils. What is the social evil which you have seen? As children of light, you should take up a social evil. Have you taken up a social evil? Probably it might be anything. Dowry. When you say about dowry, you don't look at your father-in-law's eyes and say, what will you give me? Stop giving the father-in-law's mercy. Father-in-law giving good thing to your daughter. Your daughter come well, you take good care of her. Dowry is a social evil. Casteism is the biggest evil in India. So what is that social evil which you can take and pray for? Probably in your work, live in relationship. It's a social evil. They don't get married. They just go. So what you should do? You should pray. If God gives you that boldness, encounter them and say, I don't think what you're doing is right. That's the spirit of the children of light. Many people do not like this. Many pastors, if I say, God will bless you, God will heal you, everybody will like come flocking here. But if I say there should be no uncleanness, oh, our church is extremely uncomfortable for sinners, and I'm proud of that. We don't want any sinner to get into the hands of an angry God. We all have sin. It's not that we are in the flesh, we all have, but we try to move towards perfection by confessing our sin. Because as he is in the light, if we are in the light, we have fellowship with one another. I will read that later and then close. So no compromise with darkness, but expose. Last, there are things to be broken in your life. Break it. If there is any film CD that provides enemy to enter in, break it. Break it. We are living in very, very bad times. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Seventh, responsibility. It says in verse Now look at verse 11 and 12. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in. It's a shame. It's really a shame. I'm telling you, friends, you are all educated people. That's why I'm telling you so frankly. All the actresses say that they had the casting couch experience. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Without that, they will not get into the film industry. And we enjoy them performing before us. What shame is it? There is nothing more shameful than that. Let's not give money for people to sell off their skin. Your money is given by God. Use it for the Lord. Build churches. Work for the extension of God's kingdom. I'm thankful that our sisters in Dorcas Homemakers Club, those who are not homemakers, Lakshmi Amma is not at all going for that prayer. Next time Lakshmi Amma is not going, Jeetu tell me, I will call her. Everybody, those who are sitting at home, should go for DHC prayers and pray for your children. Pray for us, Ma. We are in such a troubled lives. All the homemakers, gather together. Pray for our children. Nothing else. Just pray for our children. Because they are in very, very, very unwanted area. And we need to give them, be a bridge that they will see the light of God. So that's why it says in verse 14, wherefore he saith. Now, verse 13 says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. So all things that are, for whatever doth make manifest is light. So in a light, in a room, when it is dark, till the light is on, we will not see it. So the Bible calls you as light, so that you will expose the things which are dark, and they become in the light. See, we are not condemning light, dark here. But when we shine on things, we see things as they are, and they change from darkness into the marvelous light of God. We say drugs is wrong. Come out from it. We need to read this. Wherefore he saith, awake. Everybody say awake. It's enough of sleeping. Sleeping we can have, brothers, after 60. I will also come to your house and sleep. We'll all sleep together. Now we are all young. How many youngsters are here? Let me see their hands. All of them. 100%. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise, awake, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.